This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why I'm listening to you right now. No. I know you're listening to me. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate your listenership. I don't get to say this much, do I? Or I don't say it often enough. That's why. I do say it, just not often enough. I do really appreciate everything that you do for all of us here on Agenda 21 Radio, especially by carrying out the messages that we give you. We're kind of like the CIA of talk radio. Not really. It's interesting. All the different informational sources that we have, most of them, if not, well, 90% of our sources of information come from citizen journalists. You probably don't realize that. And that's one of the great things about our constitutional amendment. The First Amendment, one of the elements in there is freedom of speech. And, well, the first one is freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, and then freedom of the press. Freedom of the press. Yeah, the freedom of the press, which is so tightly strictly regulated in California. Now, you cannot have freedom of the press if you're in California. Oh, no. It just doesn't work. Starts with the governor's office, keeping people silenced. Works for the government, right? Anyway, a lot of things going on. I wanted to open up this hour with, of course, the big, big story that's going on. And the big, big story is Illinois. Now, this is a this is for all of you people out there that want to start a new state, and you're interested, and I know we get calls. We've got several states that we're working with that want to form a new state in one way, shape, or another. And a lot of it comes down to the Reynolds versus Sims decision, which, of course, is the decision from 1964 that gave the left its carte blanche to power and control of all states. Basically, they figured out a way to finagle that around, and they drummed up some court decisions and got really creative and so on, and found a way to basically distort the legal system in such a way. But we can out them, and we can let them know. So now there's a response to that, and of course it's the new state movements that are going on. New California, of course, is an exemplar of that, and what's been going on, we're following the Constitution to make a new state, and it's working. It's absolutely working. And that's something that the left does not want to have happen. And now all of a sudden it's starting to spread like butter. Hot butter. It's interesting. I was in a radio station, God, years ago. And this guy was talking about his radio stuff that was going on. He had a really hot show going on. And he said to me, my show is spreading like hot butter. And then he talks about potatoes. I said, okay. But you know, spreading hot butter, that sort of thing. So that's what's happening to the new movement, though. So now, all of a sudden, people in Illinois have the strong desire to form a new state. And this is actually something that's been discussed, as maybe you do know, and others, maybe if you're just new to the show. We've been working as the New California Group with New Illinois for a long time. Well, a long time, since March. And so now the fruits of their labor can be seen. It's kind of interesting. And this is really a wonderful, wonderful story, in my opinion. The fruits of their labors can now be seen. Illinois lawmakers, listen to this, that you got to remember, if you want to make a new state from a pre-existing state, which is, you know, there's no there's territories. We could make states out of Guam, I guess, and, of course, Puerto Rico, it's a territory, and they're up for statehood. But if you want to form a state from a pre-existing state, that's another process. It's a new states clause. It's called Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, which states in part that if you want to form a state from a pre-existing state, then you must get the consent of the legislature's concerns. That's either whole or part or whatever of the legislatures that may be concerned with that state. So the state legislature is the key to work with. Now, the other part of that is then the Congress has to, of course, approve that. Excuse me. It's coffee time. Oh, man. Exceptional pot of coffee. So in Springfield, Illinois, there is now a bill that has been floated. Now, this is the first state bill, as a bill, that urges the state of Illinois to create a new state. Okay? And if it passes and goes to the governor for signature, then technically they can go on to the U.S. Congress. Now, the threshold for this is actually a resolution. It doesn't need to be a bill at all. So you don't need the governor to sign it. That's one of the key things about this. You don't need the governor to sign these bills to move on to the Congress so that you can. It's a very low threshold. So this is the article that we picked up yesterday. Stateline.com. Springfield, Illinois. An Illinois state representative has introduced a bill that urges the U.S. Congress to make Chicago its own state and not a part of Illinois. Representative Brad Holbrook of Shelbyville filed the it's a resolution. Ha-ha! It's not a bill. You guys, see, they don't know the difference between a resolution and a bill. And it is a resolution. So they are following the Constitution. You don't need no stinking governor to sign it. He filed the resolution, H.R. 0101, on February 7th, and it was co-sponsored by Representative Chris Miller of Robinson and Darren Bailey of Louisville counties. Well, I guess it's not counties because we don't have counties here, right? The bill, and it's a resolution. I got to change, you know, it's a resolution. Claims the majority of residents in downstate Illinois disagree with the city of Chicago on issues such as gun ownership, abortion, immigration, and other policy issues. This is not the first time in the state's 200-year history that measures have been taken to separate the state of Illinois from the city of Chicago. In 1925, Western Illinois declared their region as a republic of Forgottonia. Forgottonia. No, how do you now listen to this? Forgottonia. Forgottonia. And in 1881, Senator Howard Carell tried to create Cook County split off into its own state. This bill has yet to be assigned to a committee. is in the House. It is a House resolution, meaning it does not need approval from the Senate or governor. Well, that's interesting. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Opening salvo, anyone?
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. Oh, no, he's back. Yes, I am. I'm back. What is wrong with me today? There's something seriously wrong. Okay, anyway, it's crazy time. Crazy. Anyway. We got so much to do here and so little time left. What is wrong with this picture? So we have the couple of things going on, which is kind of interesting. This is about the border thing. I'm going to come back to New California in a second. But also the great news, of course, is the kickoff that's begun now with Illinois. What if there were 42 million at the border? Now, I've been telling you, saying this is another I told you so many moons ago. There's an article that appeared. Where did this come from? Gallup. See, getting away from those Gallup. See, Gallup kind of went on to the news edginess rather than stick with the some of the. They still have a pretty good outsource or resource for the whole notion of what's going on with polling and things like that. Now, this is the question they ask in an article. I think they listened to Agenda 21 Radio. I really do, because it's you know, we brought this story to your attention when this whole years ago, actually, but it became more highlighted in the last 6 months or so when we started talking to some of our resources in Central and South America, because we could see the coagulation, if you will, of these caravans and the meaning. We understood what was going on when they started to do the caravanning thing because of the way that they are bringing in illegal foreign nationals from other countries coming into invading literally the New World. I mean, it's really an invasion of the New World. You know, back in the day, we had the Monroe Doctrine that protected the New World, literally the Western Hemisphere, from the influences of colonization by, you know, Europe, European colonizers, and places beyond. And that Monroe Doctrine has been exercised a couple times, and one of the most recent ones, of course, was the exercising, not the issue, but the influence of the Soviet Union in Cuba when they brought in the missile to create the Cuban Missile Crisis. And, of course, that was the end of Kennedy after that. Yeah, Kennedy was doing some things that were really in opposition to the world powers, and they had to take him out. You know, the best way to take care of Kennedy and his ideology, which was to stand in defiance of the globalists, those that are out there using covet means to overthrow us and destroy us, right? Those covetous people got a hold of him and killed him. That's what happened. That's just a little bit of, you know, memory lane business, but it's playing out right now. You can see it actually unfolding because of the influence of what's going on in Latin America, and what's the strongest influencing agency and organizations down there? They're the ones that are pushing and organizing. Cartels, of course, are part of that. Cartels are the standing army, and of course, they're becoming more militant, as we know. But this importation now of illegal foreign nationals from outside the hemisphere has been going on for quite some time. And one of the drip, drip, drip ways of doing that is by flying in Iranians from Tehran into Caracas, Venezuela. We've talked about this, that the plane's been going. We've been talking about this since 2006. I want you to think about this. So every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, there's a plane that flies in from Caracas with all sorts of illegal foreign nationals, been doing this for a long time. And then they are spirited northward to the United States, flooding into the United States. And they have quite a scheme. We call it, I guess it's sort of the equivalent of the Underground Railroad during the Civil War, right? The Underground Railroad to free slaves. People being hidden in different closets. And there's literally underground tunnels from house to house, residence, so that people could be, you know, secretively moved, people being slaves. Well, of course, now we just have open slavery. That's really, these people that are coming across the border, most of them are bought and sold like slaves. And they're used like slaves once they get across here, sex slavery and all that other stuff. Right? We very well documented this and talked about it. But this sort of slow day-to-day, you know, a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there, that are being brought in, flown in from Tehran of all nationalities, is an invasion. It has been an invasion and been ongoing since 2006. And then we were all shocked in 2008, 9, and 10 when we started getting these reports of prayer rugs and things like that at the border. Oh, wow, wow. And even now today is somewhat supposed to be shocking. But, you know, it's really not the people that have been listening to this and talking to on my radio show. And we've been reporting for year in and year out that, you know, prayer rugs are there. And we know about all kinds of different encampments and ISIS training camps and stuff like that are south of the border in Mexico. And, of course, ISIS, not only ISIS, but, any Muslim Brotherhood organization is completely, they're ubiquitous throughout Central and South America now. Yeah, because they're all been connected. Now, they're part of the parties that are organizing all these people to come north now for this big, huge invasion that's going on. So this Gallup poll, this was done just 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I think. Here's a good question about caravans. How many more are coming? Now, listen to this. I want you to understand where they took this poll. Gallup asked the whole population of Latin America. There are 33 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, and roughly 450 million adults live in the region. Gallup asked them this question: would you like to move to another country permanently if you could? They asked that question. A whopping 27% said yes. So this means that roughly 120 million would like to migrate somewhere. The next question Gallup asked was, where would you like to move? Of those who want to leave their Latin American country permanently, 35% said they want to come to the United States. The Gallup analytics estimated that is a number of 42 million people who want to come to the United States. 42 million seekers of citizenship or asylum are watching to determine exactly when and how is the best time to make the move. This suggests that open borders would potentially attract 42 million Latin Americans. A full 5 million who are planning to move in the next 12 months say they are moving to the United States in the next 12 months. Rather than find a solution for the several thousand potential migrants currently at the border, let's start by answering the bigger, harder question. What about the 42 million who would like to come? What is the message to those millions who seek entrance either legally or illegally, and what should we tell them? Most U.S. citizens like me just want to know the plan. What is the 10-year plan? How many exactly whom and what skills will they bring? Interesting question, isn't it? Interesting question. What about those 42 million? Most U.S. citizens like me want to know. That's the question. Keep in mind that it's not only 330 million Americans who are wandering, so are 42 million seekers from Latin America. That's the most recent Gallup poll that said that. That's the most recent Gallup poll. $42 million. Potentially. And $5 million you want to come right now. So when we start talking about maybe $5 million within the next 6 months to a year. And we were talking about this a couple weeks ago. I was saying, you know, 100,000 here, 100,000 there, pretty soon starts to come to a million very quickly. And now we're seeing numbers of 200 and some odd thousand at the border. A quarter million per month projected in the next couple of months, easily per month. Well, you can start to see why a million people at the border, completely organized, what that would bring. If they were organized to come here, what would that bring? Disaster? You bet. Big disaster. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, well, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
AGENDA. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Okay, we're back. This is an article from, where are we getting this article from? Federal judge declines to block citizenship question on U.S. 2020 census. Okay, this is from, this is great, Gateway Pundit, just yesterday. Breaking, federal judge declines to block citizenship question from U.S. 2020 census. A federal judge ruled on Friday the U.S. government can include citizenship questions on the U.S. census. It makes complete sense, so Democrats are against it. That's the article. It also affects how much federal funding the sanctuary communities will receive from American taxpayers. So, of course, they're definitely against this. A federal judge ruled Friday she is unconvinced of an immediate need to block a citizenship question from the 2020 census over privacy concern. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich. Dabney. Is that a she? Declined to issue a preliminary injunction requested by a privacy and civil rights liberties nonprofit group, the Electronic Privacy Information Center. The group argued that the census, U.S. Census Bureau, was required to complete a privacy impact assessment. There you go. That's like throwing an environmental study. Yeah, whether or not you want to, you know, scoop up a shovel of dirt on your own property, right? It says the group argued that the U.S. Senate was required to complete a privacy impact assessment. See? Environmental impact report. Before Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced the addition of the question. In response, the governor acknowledged it is required to update its privacy impact assessment, but must do so collecting census responses rather than before deciding what questions would appear. See, they have to get an assessment of what's really going on, right? So here's the deal, which is really kind of funny. Guess who appointed the judge? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it was Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States. Now remember, Donald Trump is your president today, and tomorrow he's going to be your president also. Okay, I'm biting, right? I hate it when this happens. Don't you hate it when this happens? So now, listen, we can play in this ball game too, right? You'd be good to know that Los Angeles City Council declares L.A. officially a sanctuary city. That's the next thing up on our little thing here as we go around the state and look around. It says, in a symbolic challenge to Donald Trump. See, it's simpatico. This just came out the other day. See, they're all working together to take down Donald Trump and say Donald Trump doesn't know. It says, in a symbolic challenge to President Trump's immigration policies, the Los Angeles City Council voted unanimously Friday to declare the City of Angels a sanctuary city. See, that's why L.A. can be its own part of California, but not part of New California. While the resolution doesn't include any new policies on immigration, it does put the city formally in line with Senate Bill 54, the Sanctuary State Bill, passed by lawmakers in 2017, which limits police collaboration with U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement. Now, remember, it was the police chief of Los Angeles who said he's going to remove ICE from the jails. Trump, who continues to demand $5.7 billion to fund expansion of a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, has threatened to pull all federal immigration agents out of the state and cut off criminal justice grants in protest of the bill officially titled the California Values Act. In the Democrat Spanish language response to Trump's State of the Union Tuesday last week, California Attorney General Javier Becerra said his office is prepared to take legal action if the president declares a national emergency to fund the border wall. California is home to 10 million immigrant residents, according to the Pew Research Center. Of the 3.5 million immigrants in Los Angeles County, Pew estimates 1.5 million are undocumented. Friday's resolution, introduced by Council Member Gil Cedillo, states that the federal immigration matters are the responsibility of the U.S. Congress and that any local police involvement in immigration-related operations would be unconstitutional. I don't think so. So breaking the law is okay. That's really what they're saying. The resolution, which passed 12-0, was delayed for a vote in order to be coupled with the city's first ever civil and human rights ordinance, which was approved Thursday by the council's Immigrant Affairs, Civil Rights, and Equity Committee. There you go. The ordinance, which also approves the formation of a civil and human rights commission, makes discrimination in the city a prosecutable crime. The commission's director would have the power to investigate discrimination in housing, employment, and private commerce and education based on certain protected classes. You know, class system works really well in Los Angeles, right? You have the lower class, the lower class, the no class, the no counts. Yeah. For generations, Los Angeles has been a city of opportunity that welcomes those who want to come here and work hard to improve their quality of life, Cedillo said. Our city of sanctuary declaration and new civil and human rights ordinance ensures that will be the case for generations to come. Really. So they had to improve on something that was already working really well. Right. Both LA and LA County have adopted pro-immigration policies in recent years, voting to decriminalize street vending, setting up a $10 million legal defense fund for immigrants and barring city employees from sharing residence information with ICE. Los Angeles Police Department ended direct collaboration with federal immigration authorities in 1979 through Special Order 40. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has made similar policies in recent years. Sheriff Alex Villanueva announced January 30th that ICE agents are barred. See, this is what I was talking about. January 30th that ICE agents are barred from entering county jails, courts, and police stations on civil immigration matters. He actually made that ad, I think that announcement in December, or actually when he first got elected. That's what it was. He got elected and he was addressing the city council. A request to hold an individual for 48 hours while ICE determines whether to initiate deportation proceeding. Sad day. Sad day. But, you know, this is what they do. This is how they act, right? This is how they act. In the meantime, we can just go ahead and let people kill other people and it's okay. Interesting. Got some really interesting articles coming up here. Let's see. This is, I think, an election integrity article I wanted to talk about because this is something I've been fiddling around with, obviously. That's voter ID laws and so on. This is from townhall.com. There's another new term in our lexicon, ballot harvesting. It has begun to spread across the country. And this is my point. Ballot harvesting like we saw here in California. It has begun to spread across the country, and there could not be anything that is more destructive to protecting the sanctuary of our democracy than this idea. Just look at North Carolina and California. Ballot harvesting is a process where organized workers and volunteers and people who you don't know, collect absentee ballots from voters and drop them off at the polling place or election office. Nothing can go wrong there, right? Some are so hungry to have voters participate in the process, they're willing to lower the bar for how ballots end up in the office. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting article. I got a Facebook article here. It actually came from Facebook. You know, a little disturbing. I haven't read the entire article, but I will. Where is it? I lost it. I lost the article. I can't believe I lost the article. Apparently, there is now a movement at some point in time. There is now a movement that's working to get rid of sheriffs. Article appeared, time to get rid of sheriffs in California. The county sheriff, this is from the San Francisco Chronicle, and I haven't read the entire thing. It's time to get rid of the county sheriffs. The county sheriff is the problem child among California elected officials. No office is less accountable or more reliable in producing scandal. Really? From the San Francisco Chronicle. So, anyway, this was an article that came out a couple weeks ago. Let me see where it was. 27th. Yeah, 27th. It says, Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca. He's part of the problem. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're making the case. See, this is the breakdown. Okay, the left is really trying to come after the county sheriffs. And the sheriff, as you know, we've talked about this, he's the chief law enforcement officer. And there is this that is going on. This will show you how strong they are as sheriffs and what they do to protect, you know, us, you and I. The basic governing system of our system of governance in the United States is the county. Okay, it's the county, and the bottom line to the county in terms of safety, security, and everything is the county sheriff. He's the guy who's constitutionally charged with keeping everybody safe, and what he says goes. If federal people come on his property and they have got guns, he says, hey, you give me those guns. I don't need them. I don't want them. Get your feds out of here with guns. Okay, that's one of the main things you've probably been hearing about, so-called constitutional sheriffs. A lot of sheriffs says, oh, just let whatever they want to do. Let everybody roll over, right? And the feds can come in and they can, of course, see, if you're talking about a Democrat as president, then it's okay for the Bureau of Land Management to come armed with guns and put red dots on your children's heads from mountaintops like they did in the Bundy situation, right? Now, if you're a constitutional sheriff, you tell these guys to get the heck out of here. Don't you come in this county and do that. The sheriff can do that. In fact, ultimately, that's what happened in the Bundy thing. One of the things that happened to disarm those guys got them out of there. And, of course, the Bureau of Land Management is nothing but more than a grandiose theft opportunity by the federal government. So the sheriff is a constitutional sheriff is the one who draws the line against the federal government or anybody else, And now they want to attack the sheriff, you see, because you've got a Republican governor, your president, and the Republican president is standing by the sheriffs who want to have the rule of law. Well, these constitutional sheriffs are now coming under attack by the left. This is why they'll do it. They're under attack now. And they're saying, oh, the sheriff is the problem child among California elected officials. Really? I'd say the problem child is sucking his thumb right now in that $3 million mansion that he calls home in the white residences of California, as opposed to the, you know, the multicultural kingdom and utopia of Sacramento. His name is Gavin Newsom. Oh, no, I can't live in the governor's mansion. Not conducive to raising up my children. Jeez, it's right in front of our faces. The problem child sucking his thumb. That's what's going on. So this is the attack now on these sheriffs. Now, it's kind of interesting because up on Agenda 21 Radio, the article that came out in Associated Press, we've been following this. This is the article where several sheriffs in Washington, have refused to enforce the state's sweeping restrictions on semi-automatic rifles until the courts decide whether the laws are constitutional. See, Washington state has now done what everybody here has done in California. They bundled a lot of these Second Amendment laws and restrictions, but you have several constitutional sheriffs in Washington state who are pushing back on it now. It says the November measures raise the minimum age for buying a semi-automatic weapon from 18 to 21, requires buyers to first pass a safety course and added expanded background checks and gun storage requirements. The National Rifle Association and the Second Amendment Foundation filed a lawsuit in federal court arguing the measure is unconstitutional. Sheriffs in 12 mostly rural counties have decided not to enforce the law until courts decide on the challenge, including Grant, Lincoln, Douglas, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to read them all. The police chief of Republic followed the sheriff's route. Okay. I swore an oath to defend our citizens and the constitutionally protected rights, Grant County Sheriff Tom Jones told the Associated Press. I do not believe the popular vote overrules that. It was Grant County that Lavoie Finicum was driving to and almost there on Highway 395 before he was ambushed by the FBI. Ambushed. And it was a complete ambush. When you set up a roadblock, it takes you 2 days to set up the ambush scene. That's called an ambush. It's called a murder. It's called an assassination. And he was murdered and assassinated right outside of Grant County. Why? He was going to John Day in Grant County to give a speech on the Constitution to the people of Grant County. That's why Lavoie Finicum died. Protecting our constitutional rights. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back. Where is that sound pop when you need it? Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on, of course, with the whole new movements. Illinois passing, or actually not passing, but putting in a resolution in... asking that Chicago become its own state, right? Chicago becoming its own state. So, and we had vast speculation about who should be the governor. Should it be John Cox? Oprah Winfrey? All the above. Rahm Emanuel. Barack Obama. He's eligible. Barack Obama. Let's put him in Chicago. He can clean things up, right? We don't want to taint anybody's reputation. He can clean things up. Barack Obama. Yeah, Barack Obama. Would that be something else? It really would be something else, Barack Obama. Well, you know, Rahm Emanuel tried it out. How'd that turn out for Rahm Emanuel? Did not turn out well. Anyway, we got a lot of things coming up, and we're going to be talking about so many things here in the next week or so about the new state movement and about everything else that's happening because the dynamics of the country are moving forward. Remember what I said before, Donald Trump is your president today. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, he's still going to be your president, and things are going to work out just fine. By the way, he's up 52% approval by Rasmussen. That is just meteoric, actually, to make from 43% last week to 52%. Right now, big numbers. The economy is getting better, and that's good for America. Anyway, Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.